Hello, and welcome to Forward Church Online. In this weekly podcast, we hope that you'll have an encounter with God through inspired teaching and discover practical ways to help you live a life of purpose. We hope you enjoy today's message. Now prepare your heart to hear a word from God today.
Like for real. Like for real. Like for real, he's here. Man, it's like electricity up here. If you're sitting beside your spouse tonight, or if you're a young man and you want to hook up with another individual for just a moment, I want us to turn to each other across this room and simply say, we can. Mm-hmm. We will, and we must. Listen. I have not met Eric, but I've got to tell you something. You start speaking that over your finances. We can manage this. We will manage this. We must manage this. You start declaring that over your children. You start declaring that over everything that you've got. You'll see an incredible transformation in your life. Amen? I want to finish up that series that we started about being used by God. That's where this was all going this evening. And those that are used by God always speak life. In a few moments, in a very brief moment around God's Word, we're going to close out with a song entitled Speak Life. There are way too many Christians that are out of balance. Whew, the Spirit of the Lord is here. They are way out of balance. I'm not talking about that we are living in the world, but we have double standards in our speech. One day I speak life, and the next day everything that comes out my mouth is negative. Negative and death go together. Come on, church. You came in here for a reason. You better grab hold of what the Holy Ghost has tonight. I mean, we sang about every word. We move by every word. We're touched by every word. I want God to balance me. I want God to balance you so that what comes out of our mouths is that we're speaking life. You realize that video was used at the academy, and kids had to, they sat there dead quiet, silent, and just listened to him talk about speaking life. Speak life over things that look like it's not going to happen. Speak life. Continue to speak life. Church, I'm encouraging you to absolutely embrace tonight. I can, I will, and I must. If you will let that sink deep into your spirit, it's going to so transform you. Here's what God's given to me tonight to give to you, and also that God will flush it back into my soul, into my spirit, so that it will energize me for the rest of this week, and then I come to partake on Sunday more of the bread of life. Amen? Oswald Chambers said, you have to learn to go out of convictions, out of creeds, and out of experiences until you're so far out as your faith is concerned, there's nothing between yourself and God. That's what I'm talking about right there. There are so many that live by their convictions and their creeds and their experiences. But God says, let's go on out here. Let's go on out here where you've never been before. Yep. Amen. But, just cover it up and keep moving. Just cover it up and keep moving. Man, I don't need this kind of teaching. That's okay. I'm going to keep on teaching because I know that those who are teaching are reaching. And there are young people that are so hungry for transformation in their lives. I want to invite you to go out in faith tonight. Faith in Jesus Christ. But so that you understand, listen to this closely now, so that you understand what faith is all about. Listen to what Dr. A.W. Tozer said. Ignorance and unbelief drags faith down, but a restored knowledge of God will counter this and bring faith up to where it belongs. Now, I just want to help you tonight, and I want the Holy Spirit to help me the way that Dr. A.W. Tozer has been ministering through the Word, the written Word, and then the Rhema Word that God gave him when he was here. If you want to fall apart, hang around spiritually ignorant people. if you want to fall apart. And if you really want to go down quick, hang out with people who have no belief system. You'll go down quicker than your next breath. Come on, church. Let me read that one more time, and then we're going to look at the I cans from God's Word. Listen to what Tozer said, Dr. Tozer. Ignorance and unbelief drags faith down. Man, I was crying out coming home this afternoon. I said, God, remove all the ignorance in my life. Get the ignorance out of me, and Lord, if there's any unbelief in my heart, get that out too. So that I can believe you and I can go beyond all the creeds, all the convictions, all the life experiences, and that I can step out and I can, I will, and I must. If you have your Bibles tonight and the screen is available, let's go quickly now to the concept of what it means to be able to say, I can. Our leader in this particular category will be the Apostle Paul. Listen to his words in Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. He can break every hold you've ever been held by. Then the Spirit of the Lord is here. If I've had trouble with drugs, he can break that. If I've had trouble with being promiscuous, he can break that. If I've not been able to manage money, he can change that. Because I can do all things through Christ, who strengthens me. Not my strength, his strength. In 1 John chapter 4, verse 4, there, John says, you are of God, little children. So who's your daddy tonight? Your daddy's God the Father. And he's put the Holy Spirit inside of you to where you can cry out, Abba, Father. My earthly father is in heaven, but man, I'm talking to my heavenly Father every day. And there's people that pass me on 27 over to the school, and they're looking at me like, who's he talking to? Sometimes I almost want to wave at him because I'm having a conversation with my heavenly Father. And have overcome them because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Let's go back for a moment. The young man was able to say to the spirit of darkness, he was able to say, absolutely not. And he dropped to his knees and said, I resist you in Jesus' name. Because greater is he that is in you than he. Man, I can't take it. Man, I can't make it. I'm not going to be able to. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Speak life. In 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, it says, for God has not given us... Man, I am so scared. That's a Christian out of balance. But that's what I always heard my mommy and daddy say. I appreciate your mom and dad, but what they said was not necessary. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power. Man, I've always been told I'm weak. I've always been told I'm nothing. No, you're a person of power. And you have love. Man, I'm so crazy. Man, I'm so crazy. We have a little, I got to be careful because I don't give you all the information because it's on podcast. There is a student in our school that walks around the classroom going, man, I'm crazy. Man, I'm crazy. You keep speaking that. Man, I'm so crazy. Man, I'm crazy. Then he starts doing things to back it up. The power of life and death is in your tongue. God has not given anyone in this house fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. I can declare, Father, my mind is healthy. Father, my mind is going to carry me all the way to the end of my journey, for I have not my mind, I have the mind of Christ. I don't believe Jesus was crazy. Man, there's a few of you starting to tag this just a little bit. Some of you are starting to tag, that was scripture right there. That he has given to us the mind of Christ. I have the mind of Christ. Let me explain it to you this way. I may bypass a couple quotes so we can get right to the second level. Today was a very big day in regards to comprehensive need assessment, Title I-like funding. I've never had to do that before. And I said, man, God, I need your thought process. I don't want you to see me just as a preacher, like he's up there preaching. Oh, no, 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 my little friend. I'm telling you, I'm living, I'm practicing exact. I didn't like the way you called me little friend. Okay, friend. I'm not a player, folks. Man, I was crying out to the Lord. I said, God, I've never done Title I funding before. And I've got a full day of this after all these kids leave and all these faculty staff members are depending on me to get this right. And then on top of that, in comes another director from the district. Lord God, give me the mind of Christ. Guess what? It was one of the best days ever in education for me. All you got to do is ask. All you got to do is pray. All you got to do is seek. All you got to do is obey. You'll be amazed at what God can do for you. And if God can do it for me, I know he's waiting on you. Let me say that again. If he can do it for me, he's waiting on you. Because some of you have got more than I carry. But you know what? You don't believe. Stop that realm and start believing. Tonight, say with me, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Now as we move into the second level of I will, I want you to always speak life into every situation that you're faced with. Our example in the I will category will be none other than Jesus Christ himself. In Isaiah 45 in verse 2, it says, I will go before you. Sometimes I'm so much better if it wasn't on podcast, because I would just go, hello, back there, can you see me? Hello, do you understand what scripture just came up? Hello, we're in Isaiah 45 verse 2. I will go before you and level the exalted. How many have some exalted places that you're up against right now? You know what the word of God says? I'll come right in there and level the playing field for you. One time I was going to carry out an assignment of having communion with someone who was shut in, and I was talking to my father. That would be back in about 06, and my earthly dad said to me, I'm talking about leveling high places. Come on, church. My earthly dad said, you know, because of the cross, the playing field of life has been leveled. There are no high places anymore. There are no high places anymore. And I will break in pieces the doors of bronze and cut through the bars of iron. Anyone that's been through any level of addiction, that passage of scripture will open doors and it will release you from all the bars that the enemy's tried to put around your life. Come out in Jesus' name. Thank you, Pastor. I will. Thank you. I will. Some of my illustrations are so real that I just almost have to just keep them between me and the Holy Spirit. I'm going to give you one. So we're setting up in the stands. It's like, quit egging me on. We're setting up in the stands last night, and I happened to look over to my left, and what a fox. And I'm not talking about in the woods. And I took a glance, because I know what Scripture says. And the Holy Spirit spoke to me quickly. It's like, how are you showing up here? See, we like to pick where he shows up, don't we? But he shows up everywhere because he's omnipresent. That's why Josh and I had a great talk coming back about how bad do you want to get to this level. You're going to have to make some sacrifices, boy. You're going to have to settle some issues, boy, here, out in the country. If you're going to be elevated where high places could be exalted in your life. And so the Holy Spirit said, are you willing to go back? I said, oh, okay, that's enough. Let me focus back on the baseball. Baseball's boring to me. It's like forever between pitches, and it's forever. I mean, everybody's doing everything that they should be doing. It's like checking their hat, checking their pants, checking this, checking that. It's like, Lord Jesus, step up and hit the ball, will you please? I mean, holy smokes. And it was like I was kind of getting bored and I was kind of tired. You know the enemy will come after you when you're bored and you're tired. Want me to come up and I'll come right step beside you in just a second. And so I just kind of like, And I just happened, I said, whoa, that's a baby doll right there. And it was like, and the Holy Spirit, just like that, he said, and you're willing to go back? What are you talking about? Mindset, ladies and gentlemen. That's where the high places are exalted. And I quickly said, no, I don't think so. Especially the way you are. I'm talking about him. He'll read your mail quicker than you can get to the post office. I have a feeling he's reading mail right now. Luke chapter 22, verse 42. Father, if you're willing, Jesus said, remove the cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done. Because he did, we can. Because he was willing, I can be willing. Hebrews chapter man, the Spirit of the Lord is here. Hebrews 13:6 says, and he said, Jesus, I just wish you'd just manifest and make yourself right now known in the physical realm and say this on our behalf. Are you ready? Here's what Jesus said. I will never leave you nor forsake you. So we can confidently say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear what man can do to me. Intimidation, because I don't want anyone to get isolated here and then walk away. Intimidation in this house with certain individuals is over in Jesus' name. Some of you have been driven by intimidation, and I'm telling you by the authority of the Holy Ghost that you are now free from intimidation by other people. Man, that ought to give somebody a little shout. I mean, that ought to rev up your engine somewhere. So tonight I want you not only to speak life because you can, I want you to speak life because you're willing to do so. Speak life in every situation. Speak life. Let's move to the last piece, please. I must. Our example will be Isaiah out of the Old Testament. Just three verses, and with that, we'll move to the finish line. How many sense God here tonight? Seriously. How many really sense, like, wow, the Lord Jesus is here. The Holy Spirit is among us. He is speaking to us. He is clarifying some things. He's giving to us, within us, the wherewithal to be able to say, yes, I can, yes, I will, and yes, I must. Our example will be Isaiah. I would like for you to look at three scriptures. One will be in 1 Corinthians 9:16. Then we will go to the book of Isaiah, and then we'll close it out with John 20, verse 21. 1 Corinthians 9:16, Paul says, let me stop for a second. Pastor, I thought that you said that this was going to be about Isaiah, but now you're talking about Paul. If you'll get rid of that religious spirit, you can receive. You keep your religious spirit and you won't receive anything. God already spoke in here Sunday about coming in being judgmental. Because if you're judging in here, God have mercy on what you're doing out there. But let me tell you what I do. I remove myself from ignorant people and people who walk in unbelief. Because if God tells me to stop judging and I keep judging, that's called unbelief. That's also a sign of being ignorant. Somebody say, I love Pastor. Why shouldn't the Holy Spirit speak to you? He spoke to me last night up in the stands, and he asked me, what you doing? Want to go back? See, and then you come in here and you go, man, don't break it like that. Why not? He broke it to me last night, straightened me up real quick, fast. I wanted to get into a dialogue and ask him, well, did you see her? We do like to play, don't we? We do like to have conversations with God when he's already told us. Do we not? Hello. 1 Corinthians 9:16 says, I preach the gospel that gives me no ground for boasting. Let me tell you something. Just before service tonight and while the ministry of worship began, there's a little chair over there in the corner, and I just knelt and I said, you know what, Lord? You know, don't you? You take your hand off my life, it's over. There's no room for boasting. There's no room for boasting in the kingdom. For necessity is laid upon me. Some of you are getting ready to step up to another level in the kingdom out of necessity because God's put something on you. You might want to say, put something on me, Lord. You might want to say, put something on me. Man, I'm never going to say that. And I'm not going to come around you either. Man, I'm going to go ahead and say it. Lord, put it on me. Lord, lay it on me. Let me know the necessities of the kingdom. Woe to me, Paul said, if I do not preach the gospel. And by the way, you know what I'm starting to realize about Paul? His preaching was more in prison than it was in the pulpit. Now, what the heck's he talking about? Not that he always had an audience in prison. Man, it was his life was his message. It was the way that he lived and conducted himself. That was the preaching of the gospel. Not just standing on a platform, which is all right, but that's not the hallmark of preaching. The real art of, I said art now, the real art of preaching is out there. When you find trash out at Strickland, and you just go by and pick up the trash and don't say anything about it, just throw it away. Now you're preaching. No wonder Mr. Matt went up and spoke to those kids because they're preaching, aren't they?
Yes, they
One thing in church and another thing outside. Come on, church. Isaiah 6:8. And here he is. Here's Isaiah. And I heard the voice of the Lord. Boy, I tell you what. Everyone say, turn it up. Don't turn it down. I'll never tell him to turn it down, but it's up so much now, it's like, man, God, I can't even have any fun anymore. You know the flesh loves to still have fun. The flesh still loves to have fun. Do you see what I just did? I did a kid act. And when we don't get our way, we start stomping our feet. Oh, come on, church. Church, I want you to listen to the word of the Lord tonight. We do that. It was like, and then I kind of got in a pouty mood. There wasn't a lot of people there last night, which made it nice. So after he corrected me, how long has it been since you've been corrected by the Lord? I had a little bit of a pout going on. So I just put my feet up. I just sat there like this. And my arms crossed, my feet over the next chair. It was like, man, you just found me out. How long has it been since God found you out? And I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send and who will go for us? And I said, this being Isaiah, here I am, send me. And so as we were traveling and back to Chieflin, and Josh was kind of rolling his way and just kind of doing his own little thing, and I was listening to Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir, and I turned it up a little bit louder and turned it up a little bit more. And I do those things. Why not? When I used to live in the world and I went after rock and roll, man, I had that sucker wide open. Way back in the day, man, I put it all on there loud. Make it loud and make them mad. That was that era back in the 60s. Some of you were not there. It was all about just go ahead and pulverize the community. Let them know how this sounds. So some of that's still there. God's working on it. This ain't a perfect specimen. You should know that by now. So I just turned it up. Turned it up. And then the Holy Spirit spoke to me as we were coming back through the last part of the ride. And the Holy Spirit said, if you're going to continue to be the sent one, you can't be looking backwards. Where your eyes go, your heart's there. And it don't have to be about the fox in the woods. Oh, I just wanted to do a different direction. It could be a host of, wherever we put our eyes, that's where our hearts are. Uh-oh. He's exposing some things so that we can really say with mustard tonight, I can, I will, and I must. I looked across the table today to one of my colleagues, and man, they were taking their French fries and they were dousing them in mustard. It was like, ooh, ee, that's different. Where does that apply? Right here. Last verse, as we close, John 20:21, Jesus said to them again, peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you. Listen, the days of thinking, wow, people are coming to just hear the ministry of God's word tonight. Those days were great, but now we're in a whole new era where God is enabling us to make a difference in our communities and allowing people to know, man, I've not arrived, but I'm going to tell you, it's going to get squeaky clean. It's going to get better than it's ever been because I can, because I will, and because I must. Therefore, when I see situations that are out of alignment with the kingdom, I'm going to speak to that situation. I'm going to speak to that situation, and that one's going to straighten up. Then I'm going to come over here and speak to this situation, and that's going to change. And don't tell me I can't because I will and I must. I'm coming over here, and I'm going to put something on this right here in Jesus' name. So the Spirit of the Lord is here, and as we get ready to close and speak life, I'm going to go ahead and say that all of the equipment that we need is going to be here before the people arrive. All the equipment is going to be purchased and paid for. It'll be setting up here before they get here. What? That's really weird. Well, how about this? Call heaven and ask how many that got there didn't get there and realize, wow, the carpenter's got it all done. Every piece of equipment, what you doing right now? I'm speaking life. Every piece of equipment, the drums, the keyboard, and all of the other pieces, the saxophone, I might even pick up my trombone. I don't know. That's a long time ago. And all the other pieces are going to be here. Man, I could play a bad trombone 200 years ago. Listen, I just spoke over every one of those, and now I'm declaring, decreeing, if they're not in, they're coming in Jesus' name. How will you know them? Because they're going to be, I can, I will, and I must. Stand with me on your feet tonight and give the Lord praise in this house, because we are more than conquerors. Come on, church. Come on. Don't feed off of me. Feed off of the Holy Ghost and begin to pick this up a little bit, because we have asked God to use us. He is about to use us like we've never been used before. All I want you to do tonight is to speak life, speak life, speak life. Speak life, speak life over every situation that you're confronted with. I encourage you, speak life, speak life, speak life. Bring about the end result before you arrive. In Jesus' name.
Thanks for listening to this edition of Forward Church Online. We hope this has been a blessing in your life and that you'll share this and other great resources with your friends. We want to invite you to explore our webpage at www.myforwardchurch.org. There, you'll find online giving, church events, and so much more. Be sure to connect with us on Facebook and Twitter, as there's always something happening around Forward Church. If you're ever in our area, we'd like to extend an invitation to come be a part of one of our live worship experiences. Thanks again for listening to the Forward Church Online Podcast. Have a great week.